I want to speak to Keith Clark in the meantime. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very good, Keith. Big run. What are you up to?
Yes, next weekend, Esquirlach, and again, I'm going to try and run 100 miles back ways.
Esquirlach in Dungannon, 100 miles back ways, round the lock?
Yes, well, you can't actually run right round the lock, so it's just like a wee out and back, 400 metres out, 400 metres back. I'm going to keep turning and going back ways the whole time.
Gosh, this is it's going to drive you nuts. How long is it going to take you to do 100 miles?
I think it's going to take me in around 35, 40 hours. Something in around that.
And you know, you're beginning to remind me of Willie Nugent, the famous man from Armagh, who used to do all sorts of mad, crazy things as a fundraiser. Why are you doing it, Keith?
Yes, I'm doing it for Cancer Focus here in Northern Ireland, trying to raise as much awareness and funds for them as I can. So people are going to come up to the lock with me and throw a few pounds into the bucket and try and do a few miles themselves.
Now, you are pretty fit, aren't you?
Well, I keep myself active, yeah.
Yeah, you're a personal trainer, yeah. I believe.
Yeah, I'm a personal trainer, yeah. So it's my full-time profession, so...
Yeah, and you've
practice what I preach.
You're keeping in trim. You've already a couple of marathons behind you, but not in the conventional way.
No, the past two previous years, I've done Dublin Marathon. I ran it backwards as well in training there, so did. So, yeah, been good fun.
When you're running back ways, do you have a rear view mirror or do you have your head crooked round?
No, I have my head crooked round, although I've done plenty of miles and laps over the wee lock at the moment, so I'm fairly confident doing a lap on my own, but I have plenty of friends, family and support coming to do sighting for me, so I have, so... Yeah, no falls yet.
Yeah, it's been a while from I've climbed Slieve Donard. As a matter of fact, I've only ever done it once. I feel ashamed. My producer, Ricky, yeah. Does it probably on average once a month, would be fair to say. Yeah. He's just a fit sort of a boy.
Brilliant.
But you even put him to shame. How many times did you do Slieve Donard?
Yeah, I've done it 12 times in a row there in 2014, and called it the Donard Dozen. So up and down, 12 times.
And that took daylight and darkness, did it?
Oh, yeah, it took 37 hours non-stop to do that one. So it worked out slightly higher than the same metres height of Mount Everest.
Dear, oh dear. So Slieve Gullion, yeah. That's just not as steep. Have you been up and down it?
No. Yes. I've been up and down it, yeah. And then Slieve Gullion and Moneymore in Cookstown, I climbed it 20 times. In a row there 2 years ago, which again, the 10,000 metres, the same height as Mount Everest.
So you've done Slieve Gullion up and down as many times as you like, Slieve Gullion up and down as many times as you like. Give us a few other things you've done, because I know you're mad for this stuff.
Well, a few of my mates cycled down till Belfast Marathon a few years ago, and then we pushed wheelbarrows around it for the crack. I've done 24-hour race in Iceland this time last year. I actually won the intermediate of it, so did. So I was an Iceland Spartan World Champion. So it was 64 miles around Iceland in 24 hours.
You are mad. You are mad. You're mad.
I've done a few things.
you're mad, Keith, but you're generous. Incredible to think that you're doing this to raise money for people less well off than yourself, people who are facing the challenge of a cancer diagnosis. So remind us, when's the Esquirlach event and how can people support you?
It's on the 15th of December, next Saturday morning at 6 o'clock. We're taking over the lock as such for the next whatever it's going to take. And people can rock up and they can throw a few pounds into the bucket and they can come and do 1 mile, 2 miles, 10 miles or a marathon, whatever they want to do. They don't have to run backwards, obviously, but they can run forwards. And then on my Keith Clark Just Giving page also as well, I want to try and raise as much money as I can for Cancer Focus.
Well, good on you. That's a 100-mile challenge backward up and down the lock for as long as it takes. And Keith Clark is the name to look for. That's Clark with an E.
Clark with an E, yeah.
Keith, continued success with the Madcap Adventures, but Cancer Focus NI benefiting from what you're doing. It's amazing and fair play to you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for highlighting it with us. Thank you.
Any idea what the weather's going to be like, Mark?
For this coming Saturday, you know, I've been away for 4 days. I get briefed again at lunchtime today by a number of experts from the Met Office. Then every day this week, I have conference calls with them. And as the week goes by, keep a close eye every evening at 25 past six. And I'll tell you, Keith, you'll be in my thoughts come the Saturday. All right.
No problem, Frank.
Cheers, fella. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Just too early to give him an absolute accurate assessment of what's going to be happening at Escrow Lock on Saturday into Sunday. But my goodness me, he is a fellow with a big heart, isn't he? Right, it's 12 minutes to 11.